More than 3 years after a federal law was passed requiring phone companies to install anti-robocall technology, fewer than half of those companies are in compliance. The latest report on scam calls and texts finds that while robocalls are down roughly 17%, Americans still endure billions of these distractions every month. Teresa Murray with the Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group says not only are robocalls annoying, they add unnecessary stress to everyday life.
If you add up however many times that happens per day and how many times it happens per week, I guarantee you it's a measurable amount of time that you and I will never get back.
Marie says signing up for a do not call registry won't prevent all unwanted calls, but will offer some protection. She encourages people to contact their phone companies to demand they do more and ensure that required robocall technology is installed across their carrier's entire system. The report says as the number of intrusive phone calls declined, robo-texts have more than tripled, and experts say they are far more dangerous. While a person can avoid answering a call, most people see the beginning words of a text, which often includes scary or urgent messaging, prompting them to click a risky link. Marie says any unexpected texts, emails, or calls requiring urgent payment are a serious red flag.
The bad guys are always trying to get people to act right now. Don't hang up. Don't tell anybody, because they figure if they can get you to act immediately, then you'll perhaps make a poor choice because you're distracted. It just takes a few seconds to make a bad choice.
Marie advises people to never give out personal information, even if a solicitor appears to already have it. She says legitimate companies also don't ask for payments via gift cards or through apps such as Venmo or Zelle. Massachusetts residents who believe they're the victim of a scam are encouraged to contact the Federal Trade Commission or the State Attorney General's office. I'm Catherine Carley reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.